is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
Hey, everybody. Art Eddie here, and on the line, I'm very happy to have former Army Ranger Will Willis. You can check him out on the new show on History called Forged in Fire. It's a new competition starting Monday, June 22nd, and I'm honored to have him on the line. Thanks for taking the time, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Reading up on your bio, you're a very interesting man. Like I said, former Army Ranger, elite pararescue man. Before we get into like the show, tell us a little bit about your background in the Army and kind of what the skills you're going to bring to the show.
I was in the Army for a little over 4 years. All that time spent in 3rd Ranger Battalion out of Fort Benning, Georgia. And then I left the Army, had a short break in service, then I cross-trained over the Air Force where I became a pararescueman. And I served as an Air Force pararescueman on active duty until 2007. Another short break in service, and then I did 1 year as a pararescue reservist at Apache Air Force Base. And then finally left the military in 2008.
Wow. Well, I got to say, thank you very much for your service. I appreciate everything you've done to make this country what it is today, man.
Thank you very much, and you're welcome.
Thanks. Forged in Fire, man. I love it, especially, you know, you got different shows out there that kind of have the main characters definitely using swords and all that. Tell us a little bit about the show and what we can expect.
Forged in Fire is a competition bladesmithing show. So basically what you have is you have a 3-stage competition where the first 2 rounds, we bring bladesmiths, guys who specifically forge knives and swords and axes and blades. We bring them to the Forged in Fire studio, and they use our forge and our tools to forge a blade in their own signature style and of their own design with certain specifications. You know, we specify length, we specify, you know, small details, but other than that, the entire design and process is up to the bladesmith. After the 2 rounds are complete, we eliminate a couple of the bladesmiths, and that's really hard. It really is. It can be very complicated. The final 2 guys, we send back to their home forge, and they have 5 days to use their forge to create a blade that we ask them to create. So it's almost like a reversal, and that blade has to be a $10,000 Forged in Fire winner. That's what we ask them for.
Nice, man. You hear the term bladesmith, and you think of like the olden times, colonial America and all that. For people like myself who are kind of maybe not in the know, who kind of take obviously steel for granted and certain other things, what is the climate of bladesmiths in America? I mean, are there a lot? Is it kind of a dying profession? Kind of school me up on that.
You know what? I think that there are a lot more bladesmiths and people interested in actually making knives by hand than I ever would have guessed. I mean, I figured, you know, by now everything's cut, you know, laser cut or water cut in a big dye machine, and then they're just ground down by machines to, you know, to an edge. And, you know, I mean, while those blades do exist and there are companies that mass produce blades, I mean, to see these guys, like, kind of take the reins and grab earth, fire, air, and water and like, forge these, you know, a lump of raw steel that's the earth, you know, using fire and air to heat it up and then water to quench it. I mean, it's pretty primal, man. It's elemental, and I dig it. I think it's cool, man.
Nice, man. It's for me, like, when I heard about the show, this is something I've never seen before, so I'm definitely interested to watch Forged in Fire. Like I said, it's going to be on the History Channel starting Monday, June 22nd. Of course, we'll put up links here on the site.
Bladesmithing is different than blacksmithing. A lot of people think that, bladesmiths and blacksmiths are interchangeable. And the reality is that a bladesmith can probably do the things that a blacksmith can do, like, you know, making horseshoes and stuff like that. But bladesmithing is very specific to weapons. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, no doubt. And one of the things I love about the History Channel and their shows is you have things like the Vikings, which I'm hooked on. They had the Hatfields and McCoys, and they have like these time period pieces. They get all the ingredients right to make this show. Did the History approach you? Did you kind of pitch it to them? How did this whole thing start?
For me, it didn't start until February. Basically, I got approached by the production company, and they flew me out to New York to do a meet and greet with a couple of the hosts and, you know, kind of get a chemistry read on how I would fit into their team. They had already established who they wanted as judges. They had already established the location and the forges and a lot of the contestants, and they were just looking for the right host to plug into that position, I think. And it turns out that I knew one of the judges already. We had worked together very briefly in 2007 on a show or a show idea. And then I just got along with Jay Nielsen, who's the master bladesmith. And I'm a little bit of a nerd, and they're nerds. And, you know, anytime you get nerds together, talk about nerddom, then you have the beginnings of a beautiful friendship. I met Doug Marchetta later. Doug Marchetta is our edged weapons specialist in that. And Doug Marchetta is a world-renowned martial artist, and he tours the planet teaching people close quarters engagements. And Doug's former Air Force, you know, just being able to talk with him about combat, close quarters combat, that brought he and I could have was really good chemistry amongst the judges, and that really helped out.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how I got.
Especially, I think one of the things that you want for a show is for the judges and the host to have a good chemistry, and it sounds like you guys definitely will do. When I saw the show was going to be on History, I was like, all right, Vikings, swords. Are there any going to be like any crossovers or maybe some of the stars from that show make a guest appearance maybe?
I cannot reveal anything about like what you're going to see in the show.
Okay.
I can't say it's an exciting show. It is a competition show, but it's a different take on the competition show. You won't see bickering. You won't see arguing amongst the contestants. You might see the judges kind of have a different opinion. Doug might have challenged me to a sword fight at some point. I don't know. It scared the hell out of me. You know, I mean, those crossover things, I mean, they do sound exciting, don't they?
Yeah, man, like I said, when I first, was reading the bio on the show, I'm like, dude, having Ragnar or someone from that show would be fantastic, and I apologize for putting you on the spot, because obviously you don't want to do any spoilers. I think nowadays, with the internet, everyone's like, oh, check out the spoiler. I'm just like, you know what, have a little patience, so thanks for that.
Yeah, I'm not big on the spoilers, to tell you the truth. I mean, I think I'm contractually obligated to say, watch the show, you're going to love it.
My last question for you, what is your favorite weapon of choice, you know, that's forged in fire? Like, you're stranded on a desert island, you can only have one, what would it be?
The hooligan tool. I can't even describe it to you. It's like something out of Mad Max. It's amazing. It's like some post-apocalyptic piece of just, like, awesomeness, and you have to watch the show to see what I'm talking about. I think that's my favorite thing that happened during the show, is the hooligan tool. I can't tell you what episode, I can't tell you who made it, I can't even tell you exactly what it is, because I'm not even sure if the bladesmith who made it knows exactly what it is, but it was awesome.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. People, make sure you check out Forged in Fire. It's going to be on History starting Monday, June 22nd. Continued success with the show, man. It's been a blast talking to you, and I can't wait to see what's in store.
Thanks, Art, man. Have a good weekend, man.
All right, you too, man. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Masters of None. My name is Mike. With me, Jay.
Yo.
Art.
Holly.
What up, guys? How's it going?
All right.
Yeah?
Doing well.
Yeah?
I fell asleep today. I just woke up.
No, oh, top of the morning to you.
Hey,
thank you.
Good to see you.
Take a Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Yeah, that's
coming
my first
right
one. That's my first one right there.
Art, another example of being internet rich, you were just telling me?
Oh, yeah. There was a possibility I was going to go to L.A. to check out Ant-Man, the screening, and go like hang out, like interview the cast and crew, but I can't go.
Oh.
Tossing it aside.
No, it's like my dad's got surgery, and I'm going to be helping him out for that couple of weeks, so I'm not going to be able to go.
Just tell him to put it off for like a week.
How close are you, Art, honestly, how close are you? Do you think that you're going to be able to get to see, if not a screening, like a premiere of the new Star Wars movie?
All right, he saw it. I'm actually a consultant for episode 8.
Oh,
it's gonna be great, guys. Oh man.
Wait till you see what Art has in store.
Here we go.
I got you guys some cameos.
Oh, that'd be great.
I got you as TK69.
I wanted to be a Tusken Raider.
No. It's like Tim the Toolman Taylor with a microphone gone bad.
So today, this show, we're going to be talking about best and worst.
Best too? I thought it was just worst.
I was doing worst, bro.
It's mostly worst though. But best and worst catchphrases / slang terms. Words have been bothering me a lot lately, so that's why I came up with this. Like, just like different things that you hear around the office, or you hear from friends or online or something, that just really grinds my gears. There's a term for you.
Watch out.
Hey, here we go, guys.
Look out, Quahog.
Shooting close to the mark there, huh, kid?
Mm-hmm. So I kind of wanted to bring it up, and I wanted to see what you guys could come up with. Also, we got some examples from Facebook. I put up the question about an hour ago, and we got a pretty good number of responses, actually. So read some of those.
I think the problem, though, with catchphrases or slang or slogans or whatever, they're good in the beginning because the person who made it or the creative staff, it's like, all right, it's great. But then once it gets on a T-shirt, you're just done.
Mm-hmm. And a T-shirt, or it's always like the movies, like the really good lines in movies that made you laugh the first time. And then you bring it up in conversation or whatever. But then you just hear somebody using it over and over and over again, completely out of context, too.
Jingle.
Yeah. yeah, this is, I think this is present company excluded. I think we're
bad at that, too. I'm horrible at it.
Are we? Really?
No, I am. I'll admit I am sometimes with catchphrases. Or
I think our shit is still fresh and original, right?
Word. Fresh out the box.
Yeah. Come on, how about this one, remember? Artifact. That's still fresh and new. I love it.
You gotta hear the tink.
Yeah, at the end. Ting, 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 ting.
Hi-ho. Oh, you want to hear something weird, though, today?
Yeah.
At my daughter's T-ball game, it was kind of like they did, like, the World Series of T-ball or something at the different, because it was, like four or five different fields.
Yeah.
And they asked for at each game, they said, anybody want to use these megaphones and just kind of introduce the players and kind of make the kids feel like, you know, like this is a special game or something like that? And all these young kids were like, hey, let's do it up. And they're like, the guy's like, anybody 18 or older? And it was like crickets. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. So I did it. So I was just like doing like Harry Carey impressions and doing this slang stuff.
Nice. You just use your list for introducing the kids.
Yeah, pretty much. I was testing it out on the public.
Nice. I love it.
On Joe Q Public in Anytown, USA.
What are you guys drinking, first of all?
Toasted lager.
Yeah, me too. Old school. Blue Point Toasted Lager.
I am out. I drank my last blueberry ale about an hour ago, so.
Nice.
Gonna get more.
Actually, I'm going down there next weekend, so.
Oh, cool. When?
I'll grab some. Next weekend.
No, the when?
Weekend after this one.
No, when? I meant
when during the weekend. I'm actually having a barbecue on Sunday. I don't know if you guys are around. If you want to come over.
I'll be in Long Island, as I just said, next weekend.
No, but when are you going?
Didn't know if you'd be back by then. It's all right.
Next Friday through Sunday, the weekend after this one.
All right, so who wants to go? Does someone have one that's burning a hole in their pocket? I'm going to say as many slang terms and catchphrases that I can.
Yeah, I mean, you just mentioned one to me the other day, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Let's get this party started, kids. Come on, let's go.
I don't know what it is, but I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Dad bod? The fuck is that?
Dad bod, short for dad body. Right,
it's a new fragrance.
It's basically fat shaming for guys.
That's another one. Fat shaming. What is that?
Yeah, there you go.
Keep hearing a lot about that too.
Fat shaming is making fun of fat people on Twitter or social media, stuff like that.
That's just called bullying, isn't it? Or just regular life?
Well, see, now bullying,
regular life.
Bullying needed to be dissected even further and put them into subcategories, and fat shaming is one of them. I think thinspiration is another one.
Wait, that's a bad term?
Yeah. Because that again,
sounds like a frozen yogurt place.
You get Jimmy's on your thinspiration? Jimmies. Oh. I think four people call them Jimmies.
Yeah, and they all live in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
They're all related to Art. So dad bod is what? Just like a fat dad?
He's not like overweight, but he's not, you know, super fit in shape. He's just kind of, he's...
It's like me.
He's Play-Doh at feet. And it's like, oh, that's the stuff, that's what the girls are really into. You don't have to be super tone or...
Wait, so there's people saying this is a positive thing?
Yeah, it's a positive thing, but so
it's not fat shaming then. It's like not, the opposite.
Yeah, it's like oh, it's like be
fat embracing.
It's yeah, exactly. Thinspiration or fatspiration, I guess. I don't know. Fatitude.
That sounds like a vest Garfield would wear. Is that in the back?
Made of lasagna.
That's Garfield book 16. Fatitude.
Still hate Mondays.
This new movement now, and it's just, and I, as I was ranting to you the other night, it's just an excuse for people to be lazy. And I fucking can't stand it, dude. I hate that shit, where it's just like, okay, let's just lower the bar and just make doughy the new fit, you know?
I'm bringing doughy back.
40s, yeah. 40s the new 20, that's another thing, like that, all that kind of shit. It's like,
it dude, just sounds like some chunky dude just made that shit up, trying to like convince his wife that he looks all right.
If you're grading on a curve, honey, I'm right there. I'm
the curve.
I'm the curve, sweetheart.
I'm the bell.
As husbands go, I'm like a bee. It's just like
people have too much time on their hands.
No shit.
Do something.
Like I said, have a salad.
Like I will never write dad bod again, aside from what I just wrote on this list.
Okay, good.
Like that's gone. It's in my head and out.
Out. Like deaf. Remember deaf? The term deaf back in the like sure. late 80s. That's gone. Dead.
There was a whole comedy jam based upon it. I remember.
The phrase thrown under a bus. Or thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
You hear this a lot?
All right, Bob.
I used to when I actually had a regular job.
So I'm saying I hear it all the time. I don't want to throw you under the bus here, but or I didn't want to get thrown under the bus. It's like, first of all, what a violent saying. And then what is it? What exactly does it mean? Like, who came up with this? What did this? Like, all these phrases have like interesting origin stories. A lot of them have really violent and terrible historical origin stories. Rule of thumb comes to mind. Do you know what rule of thumb means? Where it came from?
Where'd it come from?
The rule of thumb is back in like the 1800s or whatever. It was legal for you to hit your wife as long as the stick was the thickness of your thumb. So it was the rule of thumb.
Nice. I like that.
So it's like terrible shit that like some of these things come from. So where did thrown under the bus come from?
My thing is like, if you would just do what you're supposed to do, then you wouldn't get thrown under the bus.
Right.
And then it's just you getting caught doing something you're not supposed to do.
Right.
Someone else trying to not get in trouble for it.
Do your job.
Yeah. Like if you just do what you're supposed to, other people won't throw you under the bus.
Work is like a place for a lot of these things. Like these work-oriented buzzwords. You ever get like...
Synergy.
Synergy. That's a great one. Proactive. Think outside the box. All shit like that. Fucking hear that.
Tippy Katoo and Tyler too.
That one really,
was a great phrase, man.
That one totally bust my buttons.
All right, what do you got?
I think this is from the Jersey Shore fame or whatever, but it's been on shirts and napkins and dibbly dops or whatever. Come at me, bro, or nice story, bro.
Yeah, cool story, bro.
Cool story, yeah. Bro.
That's on a shirt, and like people are actually buying that.
Yeah,
now, that's a good one. All those shirts you see like at the boardwalk, wherever you are, mm-hmm. Whatever boardwalk you happen to be walking on.
Neon green with black letters.
Yeah, or tie dye.
Yeah, tie dye. That's a good.
Yeah, what's that one too with like that weird face thing on it? That's usually accompanies those cool story bro or something like that.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That like smushy face looks like a raisin with eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea.
That annoys me. I don't know what it is.
I guaranteed I sounded really old right there for some people when I said, oh, that smushy face. Oh, you mean the one with the drawings?
I just feel like when we were reading the text thread about like just things that were like irking you, Mike, I'm like, we're just a bunch of grumpy old men.
We're just fucking grumps.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of grumps.
Because like about, you know, I was thinking about those shirts and like you said, Jay, you hit the nail on the head about seeing them at, you know, the boardwalks and stuff, even in Canadian New Hampshire on the boardwalk there. there was always like those shirts, and back in the day in high school and college, like, we didn't care. It's like, oh man, like, we like maybe make fun of them, but it's like, that was like, it didn't really bother us. Now it's like those shirts like just make me so upset. Or like, I'll shake my fist at it, but then I'm like, why? What does it matter?
Sun's out, guns out.
Oh boy.
I'm trying to think of some of the great t-shirts that I've seen.
Jim Tan Laundry.
Oh Jesus.
Or like all the faux Nike shirts.
Yeah.
Where it's like an elongated swoosh.
What?
You haven't seen those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
you're not missing anything really.
And then back in the day, remember, it was like Rude Dog t-shirts.
What about co-ed, like, firefighting?
Co-ed naked.
Co-ed naked, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Something, yeah.
Co-ed naked Parcheesi. Co-ed naked backgammon. I won 3 times.
Big Johnson shirts.
Big Johnson shirts. That's
enough. When you're fishing for a new pole.
Dick puns. Here they come.
That'd be an awesome shirt, dick puns.
Dick puns. It just says on the shirt.
You can do that.
I got a whole bag of dick puns for you.
Humorous dick pun. That's just what it says.
That'd be a nice coffee table book.
Yes.
Let me check out page 69 on the dick puns. It's great.
The trend of adding dough at the end of things on the internet, this teen seemed to do.
You say dough or though?
It'll be like, they'll say like, that something dough. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they'll be like, it'll be like in a meme or something.
Is it T-H-O-H? Or, yeah,
T-H-O.
Is it T-H-O?
No, it's like usually like D-O-E, D-O, or I don't fucking
those
know.
Are Homer Simpson memes.
No.
I thought you were talking about though, like T-H-O.
I think it's sort of like dad ass, but it's like, it'd be like a picture of a car. It'd be like dat vet dough or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Is it maybe. T-H-O?
T-H-O. Maybe it's T-H-O.
It stands for something, right? It's an acronym.
I don't know.
I think it is.
No, I think it means though, but yeah. They can't spell the kids.
Speaking of like internet stuff, Kermit sipping tea. Enough.
What?
You haven't seen those?
No.
It's like, or it's like the Michael Jackson eating popcorn. It's like if someone started getting in a fight or something, like you have that. It's like, I just came to watch the fight or like the internet squabble.
What do you do all day?
You haven't seen those? Search Kermit sipping tea. I swear to God.
I've seen it, Art. I just
see. Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to see it dangle.
Like, I'm not saying anything. I'm not. No. Just gonna let her dangle, bro.
I saw it, but I'm not gonna say anything because I want to agree with Jay.
Thanks. Getting grumpy up in here.
All right, it's kind of
a lifeline.
Nice
just
tea.
Like, ah, fuck it.
It is.
I saw him kissing Santa Claus.
Because I loved it. I loved the argument. It was amazing. I wanted to hear it go on.
Okay, here's the picture of him. Most photos have the caption, but that's none of my business. Here you go. As most trends do, the memes landed their own Instagram page under the handle at that's none of my business, though, T-H-O. Look at this.
See?
It all comes around.
Is it the internet version of the word like?
All right. Is the one where he's drinking out of a straw or holding up a mug of tea?
It's a mug of tea, I thought, no.
There's two of them.
Oh, there is?
I don't want to comment because I might seem lazy now.
Here are a couple of movie quotes that I can't stand hearing people say. Say hello to my little friend and you can't handle the truth.
Good Lord, are people still saying you can't handle the truth?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Guilty. Not really, but yeah. That's like, they're so, like, why so serious too? That's on my
list. Oh, that's a good one.
And there's such, like, that's such a badass quote from the Joker, Heath Ledger's Joker, and all of a sudden, like, everyone's like, why so? The only one that I thought was hilarious was, why so curious? for Curious George, there's an internet meme for that. I'm like, I like that.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny. Does he have like the Joker mouth?
Yeah. See, my laziness is good for something.
Nice. One of my favorite memes.
I'm looking that up right now because I want to see it.
One of my favorite memes is the It's a Trap.
Yeah.
Memes. Those are fucking hysterical. What makes me laugh the most, though, is when they fuck with the spelling and they just wrote, it's a tarp. Movie lines are always a bastion of these because, again, it's like, you know, it's a funny line when you hear it the first time, but then the 27th time you hear it the next day, it's not
I'll be back anymore. And show me the money.
That one's still fucking around with Pepsi. Pepsi's been running that.
Yeah, baby.
Yep. It's a good one. This is, I got this list off of this website, shortlist.com, and it's the 20 most overused lines in cinema. Is that all you've got?
Where's that from?
That is from...
She's All That.
Ali, Alien 3, American Pie, Date Movie. They got a whole list of like 40 movies that it was in.
Oh, but that's just like I got you. It's not like somebody's specific catchphrase, just a thing that's said a lot.
Yeah, it's a thing that's said a lot in movies. So, is that all you've got? She's behind me, isn't she? It's gonna blow. We've got company. Don't die on me.
I'm too old for this shit.
No, that's not on this list. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. Get out of there. You just don't get it, do you? I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Oh, that one.
You look like shit. It's not what it looks like. Blank is my middle name. We're not so different, you and I.
Every bad guy ever.
Probably a short list.
If you touch one hair on his head, sit down and shut up. There's a storm coming. Don't do anything stupid.
Hold on to your butts. I like that one.
Tell blank I love him, her. I wouldn't do that if I were you. And last one. Yeah, you better run. Wow, that's a pretty cool list. There was I've seen videos online where they, we've got company. I've seen a video where they did just a big montage of all those times they said, we've got company. Fucking crazy.
Star Wars is either no, or I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, don't they do that in every movie. At least once in every movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of like, I think I said this before, when people say at the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
I try to get a whole thing started at the beginning of the night, but didn't really take on. I wanted a shirt at the boardwalk.
It's a way that somebody wants to say, okay, in conclusion, like, here's the end, here's the bottom line, but they have to say it in a very whimsical way. At the end of the day, you mean night?
Nightfall, Batman.
All on the same page. How about that one? That phrase. Or when some people get a little fancy and they say, I want to have us all on the same sheet of music.
Oh, really? Everyone
says that.
Who? Is that you?
Nope.
Do you do that work?
No, I don't.
Come on.
I don't. I really don't. But I have heard people say that before.
Do they get fired the next day?
Let's all square up our blueprints. Measure twice, cut once. That's what I always say.
Work smarter, not harder.
Oh, good Lord. What could I do you for? No.
Mm-mm.
We're just turning into a bunch of angry cats. This is what this podcast has become. Like, Graham, if you're listening, well, he's not listening to this because he's got to make the artwork. But just make us like all angry cats.
Yeah, I think by minute, you know, in about 5 minutes, we're gonna be just yelling, "Get off my lawn!" Yet I'll continue to do it because I got more. I've said this before to you guys. I cannot fucking stand the word man cave.
Yeah.
Mm.
With you.
I can't stand it. And really, it's just the prefix of man. I think I really can't stand, because I really can't stand anything. Any of those names.
Manstand?
Manscaping. Mancation. Have you heard this one?
What?
Yeah. It's when guys...
Doesn't even make sense.
When guys go on vacation together. No, it doesn't make fucking sense.
And I think, you know, we've touched on it before, but all the bro stuff, still going.
Mm-hmm.
Still going.
Come at me, bro.
Did you hear about the new Brogurt?
No.
It's a yogurt for bros.
Is
it's
it?
Like a beer-flavored yogurt.
Do you just smack it on each other's backs?
Out of your own dick.
Let's get some frozen Brogurt.
Frozen Brogurt. You know.
Bromance? Oh, man.
Yeah, bromance. Cousin Jay and shit, they were fucking mocking that shit years ago, and it's just been getting stronger. Hey, Bab. Are you?
Oh, you're up, Jay?
Yeah. Bay? B-A-E.
Oh, that was my next one.
Some people put that on Facebook, too. I've never heard anybody say it. Is it just a written thing, or do people say it?
It's usually with Kermit.
Again, sipping tea?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually a written thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's funny. I think a lot of these have been are now transferring to written slang. Like, verbal slang was pre-internet, more pre-internet, I think. Now it's all written. Now a lot of it is written.
Before the dark times.
Yeah. I'm
guessing a lot of that has to do with texting, too, right?
Yeah.
TTYL.
ASL.
I was 749. When I actually have to look up one of those, because I don't know what the hell the people are talking about.
Right. It took me the longest time to figure out what IMHO it was.
Oh, in my honest opinion?
Yeah. Or my humble opinion.
Right. I had to look up...
God, we're old.
I know.
It was something stupid. It wasn't even like a slang thing. It was just sort of an abbreviation for something. I had no idea what it was.
In case you missed it.
I knew that one. I'm like, you know, it only would have taken like 2 seconds to just write that whole thing.
Here's some of the ones from Facebook. Least favorite, cut it out, Joey Gladstone. Buddy Joe. Mark Perez, ain't nobody got time for that.
So
makes me fucking cringe. Crystal Kush had a couple of them. What's up? Faux shizzle my nizzle.
Didn't Carlos be like, anything Snoop Dogg I love?
Up in her. And what's crack-a-lackin'? And then Jess says, Jay, you know her least favorite slang term for boobs?
Mammaries.
Really?
Which tits. One?
Tits?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that would be like something better, like honkers, Winnebagos.
Tommy knockers.
Yeah. Ava Loy, I hate cray cray.
Amaze balls.
Mark Perez agrees with you. Bay needs to die in a pit of fire. Keep your eyes peeled. That's just gross. Carlos says, least bay doesn't even sound right. Favorite, yeah, he said, whatever Snoop makes up.
Do you know what it stands for, bay, by the way?
It stands for something? I thought it was just short for baby.
No.
What?
Before anyone else.
Really?
I thought it was just short for baby, but...
No!
Where are you looking?
You guys don't know this? Kermit that was sipping tea told me.
Not true.com?
No, seriously. Google bay and what it means at artscottoomuchtime.com.
Crystal comes back on. Boo, I'm not a ghost. Don't call me boo. Least bay. Here's another one. Cray cray. Anything ending in izzle. Fleek. What is fleek again? It's like going, like getting dressed up or looking good or something, right?
Well, yeah, kind of means like it's awesome.
I thought it meant like getting like looking good. All right, whatever. Fave feels chunder.
How do you know that chunder? That's awesome.
What is that?
It means throwing up. It's an Australian slang term. It was in Land Down Under.
Tactical.
Chunder from Down Under.
Tactical.
You guys remember that word in that song? Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, I know. It's like where women blow and men chunder, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it means to throw up.
I never caught that.
Wait, what was the one you didn't know what it meant? Freak?
Fleek.
No, fleet.
Fleek. Not fleet. A bunch of ships. Fleet.
Yeah, it's something like it's like perfect or like on point is what they're saying. On point.
Okay. All right, cool. I'm looking at the wrong one then.
Did you check out bay yet to see what I meant?
No. I hate when people say internet abbreviations out loud. It's bad enough having to read LOL, but then hearing it. That's from Bob Hires. Melissa Loeffler says Ratchet. Is Ratchet like a hooker or like a gross hooker or something?
No clue.
Come on, Art. You're,
yeah, like you're that or kind of like a diva. Youth.
A diva?
Yeah.
Sounds close. And then Bruce Holmes says, hooked up. Can't explain why. Also, hate... Ax instead of ask.
You better ax him, buddy.
That's like the equivalent of saying Paschetti.
Oh.
It's the same.
I like that.
Just mixing up a letter. I got a couple of ones that I do like. I was looking at some that, you know, fell out in like the 1920s. And I was looking at them saying, these need to come back. This one in particular. Iron my shoelaces.
It's,
I gotta go iron my shoelaces. It's a slang term for gotta go to the bathroom.
Where's that from?
From like the 1920s. I totally want to bring it back. I think it's fucking beautiful.
Iron my shoelaces.
I gotta go iron my shoelaces. I think it's hilarious. It means nothing.
Took his wallet.
It means nothing. There isn't even a little, like, double entendre in that sentence whatsoever.
So it just means to go to the bathroom?
Yeah. I gotta go to the bathroom.
You are in the old shoelaces. Right back, fellas.
It's perfect.
What? What's that? Is he going to do blow? I don't understand.
Maybe some kind of new drug that's been invented yet. I don't know.
It's going to go inject MDMA into my web toe.
I love some of these terms, though. I was looking up some of them, like bear cat, a lively, spirited woman with a fiery streak, a bear cat. It's adorable.
It was in the, I don't know if you picked up on it, Mike, but just a slang or something when Cisco said so long and thanks for all the fish.
Oh, yeah, that was Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah. Freaking love that line.
Yeah, that was cool. That was just cool.
The way he said it, it's like, so long and thanks for all the fish.
Yeah, that kind of shit. See, that kind of shit I fucking love when, like, little phrases from not even lesser known things, lesser known books, because that's a very well known book, but even stuff like that where he obscure lines point. And shit. Yeah, it's fucking great. I get another one that I like, and it is, it's also kind of an oldier one.
Oldie but goodie.
An oldie but goodie. Calling somebody a good egg.
Jim Norton does that a lot, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah, I think.
Was that in Spider-Man?
Was it in Spider-Man?
Oh, did you hear that they're going to try and have some type of thing for Spider-Man in Ant-Man?
No. I know Civil War, but I didn't know.
They're looking to do that, and I guess whatever, whoever they cast,
yeah,
it's going to be for Marvel and Sony.
Yeah, well, that was the whole deal. I wanted to get them in Marvel movies as soon as possible. Another great one that I like, and I want to, I've been trying to bring it back, is calling pot grass. I pass on grass, guys. One that I said before, back in the day. It's another one. I actually said that term before. I didn't even realize it. And also, my last one that I have, booyah.
This whole thing was just a list of things Dwight on The Office says.
Said no one ever.
I really do wish they would change the menu items at Denny's. Rudy Tooty, Fresh and Fruity. Or is that IHOP? What is that?
No, it's Denny's.
Denny's.
Eggs over Miami.
Moons over Miami.
Oh. Eggs over Miami. I'm an idiot.
Meg's over Miami.
Makes perfect sense.
I'm a bad egg, aren't I?
Oh, there we go. Bring it around.
Nice.
There you go.
That was rich. I want to bring that back. Calling things rich. Oh, that's rich.
Oh, that's rich. That's brilliant. That's another one. Brilliant.
I guess you had some you want to bring back. We didn't really have any best ones.
Yeah, those are my faves.
It's like the best catchphrase.
I gotta iron my shoelaces.
My favorite catchphrase.
What's all this in?
That one does never get old.
No, it does not. Or simply.
What's this?
Yes.
Is that a new clip?
Yeah.
What's this?
Wow, that's the one right there.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That was like your white whale for a long time.
I know. It really was. Yeah, got it.
Just tell Nicole, like, all right, I'm moving on. What? I found my white whale. See ya.
Yep.
Oh, how about, I posted this one on Facebook a week or so ago. Midget wrestling.
Ooh.
That was actually posted in a, like a minor league baseball team's like promotional calendar.
Yeah. What was that about?
Apparently they're having midget wrestling at the old ball game.
Wow. Like in between innings, in between pitches.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know, but just right there.
That's awesome.
I think that'd be like putting like N-word night. That wouldn't fly at all.
But actually write N-word night.
That would be less offensive, I think.
Still. So, are you going?
Fuck yeah, I'm going.
Hells yeah. Can you take a lot of pictures?
No, I don't know. Maybe. What's cool is this is midget wrestling, then right below it says on-field catch. I don't know if that's slang for midget tossing. Like, same dudes. They just come back next week.
Midget tossing is like an infield fly roll. It's going to come into effect. It's a bunt.
Shout out our boys are Straight No Chaser coming back to Atlantic City this summer, right?
Yes, they are.
We should probably mention it so they can sell a few tickets.
Jesus.
YOLO.
I see the residency has been cut into one weekend this year.
One weekend. When is it again? July? Did I say July? Last weekend in July, yeah.
July 24th, 5th, 6th at the Borgata. See, they stepped up the venue.
Right.
But, step down the amount of shows.
Right. Well, because not the older people.
It was just a way bigger room.
the older people, their audience really doesn't stay at the Borgata.
I know.
Their core demographic.
Dying off. Don't you die on me.
So with the midget wrestling, is that, when is that, by the way?
I don't know. Let me look it up. This is the Rockland Boulders. Remember, though, when that was just like a regular part of a regular wrestling show? There was always midgets and the girls.
Yeah. The girls more. The midgets, I didn't. I've never seen a lot of midget wrestling. Maybe.
Oh, I have. It's pretty awesome.
They give them little weapons.
They just fight with popsicle sticks.
Candy canes.
I just have that image in my head now.
like they're regular size candy canes, but when you give it to them, it looks like those ones you put in your lawn. They fucking smash like fluorescent light bulbs. Come together. Then you gotta throw them something else.
Oh, it's also happening on Far East Weekend, which is weird.
What?
Oriental Night.
Yeah, seriously.
So this is a weird combo. Check this out.
Jap clam, clam bake. Fuck.
What would you say?
I wanted to say the Jap clam bake.
How about the lesbian clam bake?
There you go. Thank you.
So it's Far East Weekend.
Yeah.
Presented by Konica Minolta.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
It's Boulder Bird's fifth birthday. Okay, we're going to celebrate with a Boy Scout sleepover, which doesn't sound good.
Is the guy that's booking all these events trying to get fired? How is this possible?
I don't like this job anyway. I don't quit.
Let's have a NAMBLA meeting and Jesus.
Yeah, so Boy Scout sleepover, midget wrestling, and a fireworks extravaganza.
Oh. On Asian night or whatever. What is it?
Yeah, Far East Weekend.
Oh, there you go. Cool. Learn how to use chopsticks during the day. See some fireworks at night, kids. That's China. See you later. Anything else?
They have a cow pie throwing contest.
Okay.
Oh, it's Western Weekend. Get this.
Oh.
So, mini bat giveaway, cow pie throwing contest,
mm-hmm.
and win a cactus.
Sure, it's not like sitting on a cactus.
Win a cactus. That's the big draw. Win a cactus.
Win a cactus.
Ooh. I've always wanted a cactus. You're saying I'll have a 1 in 1,000 chance? I'm going.
Yeah, does that make anything Western? It just,
calling all things. Cactus fans. Here's your chance to win an ultra rare cactus. That's what goes in with baseball. Like cactuses. Cacti, I should say. Sorry.
Cactuses.
That's how you know it's only one cactus they're giving away because it doesn't say cacti.
Right, it is.
Win cacti. Oh, here's an exciting day. It's the 5th annual coin giveaway.
What?
Wait, when?
4th of July, people. Oh, it's sorry, but you better get there early because it's limited to the first 1,250 fans.
How many people show up to a game, honestly?
Yeah,
More than 1,250. Midget tossing or wrestling. Fucking Asian days.
Ballsy, free ballsy coleslaw night.
Fried chicken and watermelon Wednesdays.
Well, sure, you know, July 25th, of course, as you know, is Irish Heritage Day.
It should be, as it should be. That was a great date in Irish history.
But no, wait, this is U2 Nation and Bangers and Mash perform. Bangers and Mash is the band one of our friends from Long Island plays in.
Really?
Yeah, Liam.
No shit.
Yeah. 811 Dig Day on Fan Fiction Night? Wait, what? Fan Fiction Night?
That dude is totally fired.
People writing fantasy stories about the players hooking up with each other. Isn't that what like fan fiction is? Fanfic, right? Like where you make up your own stories about like existing characters or people?
Yeah.
How is that a night at a minor league ballpark?
People get to read excerpts from theirs in between innings.
I guess. That'd be amazing.
Have you ever gotten to an open mic night?
What kind of open mic night?
Like a coffee house open mic, like where anybody can get up and do anything?
Oh, yeah. Me and my buddy Sal, we used to do comedy with.
Yeah.
Like crashed one and did like an awkward ventriloquist puppet thing. We just like kind of made up on the spot. It's really funny. He had some kind of creepy like hand puppet.
Mm.
And then he had the puppet sing Jane Says. I was playing Jane Says super poorly on the guitar. It's really bizarre and funny.
That would have been better than anything that I've ever seen at open mics. They're fucking terrible. It's just a cavalcade of just sadness and awkwardness.
Yeah, he was like a sad, like terrible ventriloquist.
Yeah.
And the pup is like, I want to sing a song. He's like, what do you want to sing a song about? Whores. And we broke into Jane Says.
That's awesome.
It's definitely like three of the chords in it. Yeah. So I just repeat it over and over again. It's the chorus.
My brother used to play a lot of them, but so I had to, you know, I would go for support, and sometimes you just see like all these people like getting up, reading poems, getting really into shit. Yeah, exactly. Getting into that fucking shit. People playing instruments badly, singing badly.
Oh yeah.
Jesus. There's so, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Saturday, August 22nd. It's the 1,000 goldfish giveaway.
They got to stop getting 1,000 of things.
Yeah.
Like, they got to cut that number down dramatically. Their budget would probably go up.
There's goldfish demolition night. In between doubleheaders, throw your goldfish onto the field for a bonfire.
What a terrible thing to happen on Dozen Egg Night.
Someone definitely felt good about coming up with this rhyme for a horrible giveaway.
Yeah, give it to me.
Thursday, August 27th. It's Boulders Folders giveaway.
I'm a little jealous I didn't make that one up.
Boulders Folders.
Trappers Keepers.
What date is that?
Boulders Folders Trappers Keepers.
What date is that? August? End of August?
August 22nd.
Oh, you know what that's for? It's for back to school, man.
Oh, of course.
It's a back-to-school promotion, the Boulders Folders. Hey, where do you get your folders, Gary? Oh, I get mine at the Boulders games. You know.
Derbies, derbies.
Boulders Folders.
I want to find out who put the schedule together and shake that man's hand.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Midget wrestling, cacti giveaway, Boulders Folders.
Season tickets.
Fan fiction night.
If they had games in the winter, it'd be like kittens and mittens.
We're upping the ante from goldfish to kittens. We're giving away 1,000 kittens. They're here in the outfield. Go get
livestock, one. Dogs and hogs.
They just tip over a dumpster full of kittens and the kids have to chase them.
Wearing mittens.
The kitten drop. It's like turkey drop. WKRP. We're going to drop 1,000 kittens with little tiny parachutes out of a helicopter. Above the field.
I think I like dumpster full of kittens better.
God is my witness. I thought kittens could skydive.
They always land on their feet, right?
Yeah. Worked on those little plastic army guys.
It's kitten dumpster night.
Kitten dumpster night.
Kitten dumpster would be a good metal band. I think just this part should be the show.
Yeah. It's most of it.
Top 8.5 minor league baseball promotions of all time.
This guy's got them all, though. Shit. Some of these, like, I've heard of before, but, like, some of them damn near from fucking carnival days.
Pirates and Big Women, Curvy and Scurvy.
Do they have a bring your dog to the ballpark night?
Yeah, of course. That's every Sunday.
That's everyone. Oh, that's every Sunday. Okay.
Yeah, that's pups in the park.
There you weekends. Go. What about like a costume night? That's
the no. That's the one thing they don't have. They don't have like a Star Wars night or some shit, which seems like the easiest thing.
Right. Star is a lot of minor league ball clubs have Star Wars nights.
Pros do them now too.
Do they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
They had some of the like the 501st Legion people were in this like little local parade by us.
Yep.
And we watched Darth Vader essentially fall off a trailer.
Like a flatbed.
He took his helmet off. I just ruined it for my son.
Nothing like makes me laugh harder than when mascots' heads fall off.
But to watch Darth Vader just like,
I know.
Fall. It's so out of character. And so... I just under my breath went, no. I didn't dare do it loud enough for the stormtroopers to hear me there.
Why? Because they'd be shooting at you and miss you, idiot. That's yeah.
Good point.
No. Oh, shit, that's funny. Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to hold back. Oh, that's fucking funny.
And nobody likes anything. Everyone's like, like everyone rushed to help him.
It's like, Darth Vader doesn't need your help.
He just force pushes everybody away. No, I got it.
Yeah, someone was dressed as a Tusken Raider, though, and it scared my kid. He wouldn't go over and take a picture with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's asking me questions like, what do those guys do? I'm like, nothing really. Like, they just kind of cause trouble.
I got a story about a mascot head falling off. It's one of my fucking favorites ever. My younger brother, for one of his birthday parties, you know, it was like a five-year-old birthday party or whatever. They get somebody dressed in costume to come to the house for the birthday party. So this guy walks in dressed as Big Bird, and the party was going on down in the basement. So... So he like tripped or something, or he didn't have his head on all the way, and he dropped it, and the head rolled down the stairs. In the middle of the party, you just hear a bunch of 5-year-olds go, ah!
No way that really happened.
I swear to God. Oh my God. My fucking favorite things ever.
Just kids crying and screaming and running.
Where were you at?
I was upstairs. That's all I heard. So like he dropped, and then somebody was like, he dropped the head.
Was his service now free?
Fucking great. I don't know. I was fucking 15 years old. I don't remember. Holy shit.
That'd be in the contract. Your head falls off.
Oh, man. That was just one of the funniest goddamn things I've ever experienced. Oh, shit. All right, with that, I don't know what this turned into.
Yeah, exactly. Where's this going? That's a perfect way to end it.
Came out great.
They ended on a bang.
Yeah. So, thanks. Whew. I can't. Okay. I'm good. We'll see you guys next week for Jay and Art. I'm Mike.
See ya.
Thea.
See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now.
Father too many.
They had it. Think someone had it, and they were like, "We want that. We gotta get it."
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Once they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you gonna go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.